Antigua Sailing Week's second day delivers a thrilling shift as crews navigate from the Caribbean Sea into the open Atlantic. This transition brings unique challenges and exhilarating conditions that define the race. If you're curious about how these factors influence the competition, stay tuned for the surprising outcomes. Boats anchored at Green Island South prepare for the day, surrounded by Antigua's blooming Dagger Log Agave, a rare sight. With 8 knots of downwind breeze, crews make crucial tactical decisions at the start line. ASW race officer Chris Mansfield highlights the importance of positioning during the light air start, which proves vital as winds intensify and north swell currents form along the northeastern coastline. Cali's crew, led by Dean Crocken, dominates CSA Class 1, securing first place for the second consecutive day. Meanwhile, Peter Hooft and Team High One on Contigo navigate a competitive CSA Class 2, leveraging the current to gain an edge over rivals. Cruisers also join in the excitement, participating in Antigua Sailing Week's daily treasure hunt, sharing their adventures and enjoying a lively atmosphere. At the hut at Little Jumbie, the day concludes with a fun beach relay, showcasing camaraderie among racers and ralliers alike.